This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to the seamy underbelly of an obscure agricultural market. It's about the truffle, not the chocolate bonbon, but the edible fungus truffle. These things are expensive, which can bring out the worst in some of those who traffic in the musky delicacy. I have to warn that in this interview, we're about to reference harm that comes to dogs, which will be upsetting to some people, so heads up. The type of white truffle, which has to be found and can't yet be cultivated, costs about $3,000 a pound. Ryan Jacobs is author of the new book called The Truffle Underground. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you didn't start out looking for a truffle story or looking for a porcini story?
There was a story in Germany where porcini foragers ran over a forestry guard. And I thought that was kind of weird, so I called up a porcini expert in the UK. And he said, that's not normal, but if you're looking for a really weird true crime story, you should look into the truffle business.
The truffles are so dear, they're so expensive, that there's, essentially a black market for this?
Yeah, so the truffle hunters are fiercely territorial. So you have guys who are poisoning rival truffle hunters' dogs. It might be with strychnine, which is a colorless, odorless toxin that they put in meatballs and that sort of thing. People use shards of glass sometimes. And they're basically just trying to eliminate the competition during very short seasons in which you can get a lot of cash, up to sort of 6,000 euro per kilo. The white Italian truffle, you might not get them until late September, probably more closer to early October, and then the season is over pretty much by New Year's, which creates a sort of fierce amount of competition.
Because these things cost such a fortune, sometimes one kind of truffle is passed off as another, or sometimes it's not even actually truffle if it says truffle.
Yeah, exactly. So in the 90s, what was going on is they were using a different species, the black winter truffle, which is sort of the crown jewel or one of the crown jewels of the trade. But there is a species that grows in Sichuan, China. It doesn't cost anywhere close to what the black winter truffle costs. So they were mixing them in batches, sort of cutting, flour into cocaine and then selling them for the high price of the black winter truffle.
You had this very vivid character in the book, among many, the detective from southeastern France, André Fauget. Tell me a bit about him.
You have these armed sort of gangs that go in at night looking for truffles with trained dogs, and they might dig up your entire grove in the night, and you may have spent your entire life or many years of your life trying to get the truffle to fruit, and then one night all of your truffles are gone. So his job is to sort of figure out which groves are going to be most productive and then to send out patrols during the night to catch these thieves. And it's a serious issue because in 2010, a truffle farmer was so sort of upset that these thieves were targeting him that he ended up killing someone in his grove.
So did you develop a taste or more of a taste for truffles with all this reporting or less?
Yeah, it's a complicated question because you have this moral calculus because this might have been subject to theft. This might have been subject to dog poisoning. When I was out there in Italy, this person at one of the major truffle companies just shaved all these white truffles over my tagliolini noodles, which were served in sort of a butter and meat broth sauce. And I just... it was so intoxicating. It's kind of an indescribable experience. I think the best analogy is probably sex or drugs. So yeah, I developed a taste for them, but it's a complicated relationship.
Ryan Jacobs is author of the book Truffle Underground, a tale of mystery, mayhem, and manipulation in the shadowy market of the world's most expensive fungus. Mr. Jacobs, thanks for this.
Thank you so much.